Audio tutorial using AWPSE. The following is a guided tutorial of AWPSE. Step 1. To access AWPSE, log on to www.awpse.com. So we'll go to the site and then select the sign on button located on the left menu bar. Okay, here enter both your username and password as sample user. That is one word, all lowercase. So we'll type that in. And both the username and the password. And then select go. This is a generic password that allows you to see how our site works. For actual work products, email harker2@earthlink.net to receive your own personal username and password. Step 2. From the menu, select a work product of choice. The major categories are A, actuarial, or B, administrative work products. The secondary category for actuarial work products includes the specific work products. Some of these work products, such as claim reserves, are further refined. For instance, the claim reserve may be A, traditional format, or B, an amendment to the traditional format. Also, for the benefit year deductible format, also benefit content work products, or Monte Carlo 2, may be A, for the benefit year deductible format, or B, the per occurrence year deductible format. Let's select claim reserves from the main menu of work products. Then you may choose the traditional claim reserves work product or the amendment. Let's select the traditional work product. You'll see the Enter the Plan ID up top. Select the Manage Addresses button below. This will take you to all of the addresses in your database. Under the Addressee ID column, the codes are as follows. T is for TPA. R is for Risk Manager. R is also for Consultant and for Broker. P is for Plan Sponsor. A is for Actuary, C is for CPA, I is for Insurer, including HMO or a Blue Cross Blue Shield plan, M is for Managing GA or Managing General Underwriter. Code E is for the eligible user who has the responsibility of entering the data. The computer-prepared work product will always go to the email belonging to the E-code. The numerical part of the code corresponds to the number of clients, using the 0001 format. Standard data should be entered in the following columns for entity name, address, telephone, fax, email, and name of the entity's contact person. You may conveniently add, change, copy, or delete any information by selecting the desired entity in the far left X column. This will allow you to make your desired changes. When you've finished your address changes, hit the back button at the top left of your screen. Now, re-enter the plan ID 001 and select go. And actually, select the Manage Plans button this time. For plans, indicate that you wish to add a new plan. When the data entry screen appears, A, assign a 3-digit code there too, such as 001, and also a suitable plan name, such as ABC Service Company PPO Plan, medical only. Addressee number 1 is reserved for the entity that is the engager, not necessarily the end user. Addressee number 2 is reserved for the entity that is the data enterer. Typically, this will be the E-code. Addressee number 3 is reserved for the entity that is copied as a courtesy, the outside auditor, for instance, with the claim reserve. Those entries of the plan that are unique to the work product are discussed with the data handling aspects of such work product. Now we'll go to the valuations data of the claim reserves work product. Select the back button on the top left corner of your screen and then re-enter the plan ID of 001 and hit enter. Then type in the plan ID of 01 as shown under VAL number and select go. Changes are easily made to the data by hitting the change button at the bottom of the data. And after you have made changes to see how this works, now enter 01 next to enter the VAL number as a Now hit the back button and enter 01 next to the enter the VAL number at the top left corner of your screen and hit enter. This is step 4, AWPSE and data handling disciplines and protocols. These general comments may be useful as you use the AWPSE. A. AWPSE navigation or activation is done using the AWPSE instructions. Back, change, view, add, cancel, save, and not the Microsoft instructions. B, every work product is comprised of, in other words, you want to use the back button on your screen instead of the back button at the top of the address bar. And B, every work product is comprised of 3 groups of data, each relating to a separate function and requiring a separate family of data or documentation. A, addresses. B, plans. And C, valuations or computations. A 4th group, best referred to as the database, may or may not be required. 9 simple rules with respect to data must be followed. 1. Negatives should appear as follows. Minus sign 357, for example, and not as 357 in parentheses. Number 2. Never use commas with numerals. Number 3. Enter all numbers flush left. Number 4. Numbers or entries that are not variables or parameters, such as telephone or fax number, may be entered by user preference. Number 5. May 10, as in with no spaces, May 10 might mean May 31st, 2010, or the entire month of May of 2010, depending upon the context. It will never mean May 1, 2010. AWPSE treats May 10 without spaces as either May 31st, 2010, or June 1st, 2010, depending on the context. Number 6. Some of the reasons why AWPSE will cause concerns are these. A. Sending the work product to the wrong email address. B. Entering inconsistent dates, data, or documentation. C. Omitting requisite or requested data. Or D. Using an incorrectly formatted email address. Number 7. Acceptable entries include A through Z in lowercase, A through Z in uppercase, 1 through 9 numerals, and number 8, unacceptable entries include quotation marks, slash marks, colons, asterisks, ampersands, numerical signs, dollar signs, percentage signs, exponentiation signs, parenthetical signs, question marks, greater and lesser than signs, underscore signs, hyphens, plus signs, and periods. Number 9. Numeric fields must never include commas or periods. This concludes the tutorial using AWPSE.